The following year, 1955, 37 runners run the mile in under 4 minutes. 1956, over 300 runners break the 4 minute barrier. Now, what happened? Was it that they suddenly started to train harder? Of course not. Was it new technologies, new shoes? It wasn't. It was the mind. Look how powerful the mind is. It wasn't the fact that they were running that time and they said, oops, we're over the speed limit, let's slow down a little bit. Not at all. They were trying their hardest, their utmost. And yet the subconscious mind limited them, prevented them from breaking that barrier. That happened to be not a physical barrier, as the doctors and physiologists and scientists had claimed. It was a mental barrier. And what Roger Bannister did was break down the fort, the mental, psychological fort. Beliefs are self-fulfilling prophecies. Very often they determine how we perform, how well or how poorly we perform. They often determine how good or not so good our relationships are. They're the number one predictor of life success as well as well-being, as we'll talk about. So what we're going to talk about today and next time is how beliefs shape reality. How it works, what is the mechanism, the science behind the power of the mind.